We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. And let's get to know Christian Hoyt, President and CEO of PayUSA. Christian, what is PayUSA? What are you guys up to?
So PayUSA, we're a payroll and HR company, but that moniker has changed a little bit. They call us Human Capital Management nowadays. Mm-hmm. Based out of Kiev, Prussia.
Gotcha. You got about 1,300 customers, you mentioned, and about 16 employees. Where are you from? How many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
I grew up in suburban Philadelphia, and I'm the fifth of six children.
Gotcha. 8 to 14. What were you doing 8 to 14 years old?
So two doors down from me, our cousins lived. So we had four cousins right there. So there were 10 kids. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my early life was just based around doing things with them, vacationing with them, and so forth. Mm-hmm.
So you have pretty close relationships. And tell me a little bit about, you mentioned that you were involved with wrestling. What did you enjoy about wrestling? And what's that have to do with who you are nowadays?
So wrestling, first of all, it's a difficult sport, but it fit me. The nice part about wrestling is that there's no coaching deciding who gets to wrestle. It's all based on whether you win or you lose. Mm-hmm. And so that brings a good competitive spirit, but it also teaches you how to learn to lose. And that helps you with work as well, because that happens. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that you were about 13 years old. You were working in a restaurant, and there was another young man that was working, and you guys like formed a team together. And what sort of hit me was like, you really enjoy long-term relationships and deep relationships. What's that relationship at 13 working in the restaurant with that other kid have to do with how you're building your business?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, he's still a friend of mine today. Second of all, the irony of it was that his mom and my mom were friends before that. And I didn't even know him. So I think that that's all part of my personality, having friends and retaining friends.
Gotcha. It's all about relationships. That's how you built a business, it sounds like, and maintained 1,300 customers. Rory, you want to give me a hand getting to know Christian, please?
Yeah, let's stay with that first job. What was your role? What were you doing for that first job where you were earning money?
So we were kind of just doing whatever, in food prep, but, washing dishes and whatnot. But my niche was making orange juice.
So how does developing a niche making orange juice help you in running a payroll company?
So in that particular case, no one wanted to do that. And for me, it was just something I like to do. So it's kind of what happens a lot in business. There's a lot of jobs that turn to the CEO at some point because no one else wants to do them or to make sure it happens. So mm-hmm. that's all part of growing up in a business.
Mm-hmm. Jake?
He told us in the green room, Christian, that your dad was an influence on you in the business and certainly had run the business in a more traditional manner. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so my father purchased the franchise back in the day, just about being the owner. That was kind of what his role was. But as I got into the business after I graduated from college, I really wanted to learn it from the ground up, and that's really helped us prevent any kind of vulnerability. It's nice to be able to know where there are bottlenecks and so forth in a business.
Mm-hmm. Andrew.
Christian, your dad's, bought the business and started it up. He obviously cultivated those relationships in the beginning. What did you learn from watching him, and how do you use that now to build relationships out in the market?
One of the things that's great about this area that we live in is just that a lot of people are really connected, and there's things to connect. Sports, high schools, churches, synagogues, and so forth. So we were really just kind of sure to take care of that. We still have a client that has been with us since the first year in business in 1969.
Wow. Jennifer.
Kristen, I know that you wrestled, but I'm always interested in people's hardships. I know it wasn't often, but when you were pinned, how did you deal with that humiliation and propel that into your business?
So I have a lot of stories about getting pinned because I really forgot those, but I did have a big match senior that, was kind of critical for the team. And I hurt myself, but I couldn't stop wrestling. So it just ended up me getting really beaten up by this guy in front of my home fans. It definitely teaches a lot of humility, but it also allows you to bounce back. I didn't stop wrestling. I kept going, and I wrestled in college. So, I think mm-hmm. that's all part of it. You get hit down, you get back up, keep going.
Gotcha. Julia.
So, Christian, you mentioned that you took over the business from your dad. He must have been a coach to you along the way. What did he teach you that you still use today?
So the big thing that my dad was to always teach me was to, return phone calls and be nice. I mean, it sounds pretty simple, but I find that that really is a big separator nowadays. I mean, a lot of people aren't interested in making that phone call, picking up the phone, making a meeting. Sometimes things just get relegated to emails or texts and or the old-fashioned way.
Rory?
Yeah, Christian, running a payroll company gives you a front row seat to how families and businesses create income. Growing up in a large family, what did you learn from the conversations at the dinner table that helped you run your company?
Well, I learned to be a little loud is what I learned, I tell you, because we were sitting there, eight of us around a table, and if you were to see the room we ate in, you'd be like, how'd you guys all fit? But I think that it's about making your voice be heard, and you had to do that in a big family.
Mr. Albero.
Hey, Christian, what would you say was the major turning or pivot point in your life?
So, when I was about 28, I fell in love, got married, and it really kind of changed my perspective on what work was. Before, it was just a way to make money to go out. But once you get married, you kind of get a little more serious, and then people start taking you more seriously. That's really a big part in transforming your business when people don't see it as just, son of the founder, is more of just the person that's the owner.
So it sounds to me like you, when you got married, you really began to take life seriously, that the work became, there was a purpose to it where it was really providing for you and the family. You took this for, you took marriage with a great deal of responsibility. Am I seeing that correctly?
Absolutely. It's just, you have another person that you're working with now. I mean, that's your partner, and that defines what you're going to be doing. And trust me, the going and spending money going to a bar is not as much fun as buying a house and all these other things, building a family.
You know, you're all about relationships. That young man that you were hanging out with at 13, working in the restaurant, and the fact that you were like hanging out with your cousins around the, you did learn how to get your voice heard around the dining room table. And it also, when we were talking in the green room, it impressed me that you're really a big sports fan and a very loyal sports fan. What's being a loyal sports fan have to do with your building this organization known as PayUSA with 1,300 customers?
I mean, it's kind of me. My older brother was a big fan, so that's how it got born into me. But I would tell you that it's another part that just bonds you to this area. You know what I mean? It's so much easier when you can have a conversation with someone locally about something that happened here locally, as opposed to a lot of my competitors are based out of other places. So they're not going to have any connection to, in fact, the Flyers lost in overtime last night, and that was painful. I mean,
So you're all about relationships. It just so happens that you're in the payroll or the HR related business, but it's really relationships that mean a great deal to you. Am I seeing that right?
you are. And I mean, I would tell you that part of, being competitive, winning and losing, but retaining and maintaining relationships is what builds your business and makes it strong.
So you have 16 teammates, 16 employees. Do you have a lot? Do you have a long-term retention with your team, or do people come and go on your team?
We've been very fortunate. We have a lot of employees. Many of my employees have been with me for over 20 years. So it really helps when you have that core employees that are just backbone of your company, when you can
You
trust
have
them.
employees that have been with you for 20 years. That's,
At least
well, that's just a
five.
testament to your ability to develop and maintain relationships, isn't it?
I suppose it is. I don't think of it that way, but very much more thankful that they stuck with us.
And I guess that's one of the reasons your customers stick with you as well, because you're really concerned about the relationships. I guess that permeates, it's part of your culture of the organization, which is treat people correctly. I'm sure your employees appreciate it because they're sticking around, and that's maybe that's one of the reasons your customers are sticking around because they feel taken care of. Is that true?
I think so for sure. I mean,
Uh-huh.
that's
What's
we love to be able to provide.
the
So,
website address for Pay USA?
PayUSA.com.
We've been speaking with Christian Hoy, President and CEO of PayUSA, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com.